Okay, hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 17th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Joyce Robertshaw. I'm 63 years old, and I'm from Bradford in West Yorkshire.
And how are you today?
Fine. Slightly anxious, but I'm fine.
So can I briefly take you back to when you initially heard about the project?
Well, actually, two of my close friends told me about it, and they had three actually, and they had all applied. And one of them said to me one day that she'd had an email and she'd been accepted. And I thought, why don't I do that? So put my name down.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Well, it was interesting, really, because on the 1st of, it would have been July, wouldn't it? I got an email saying I'd not been selected. And to be honest, I thought, I heaved a sigh of relief. And then the next day, I got another one to say I had been selected. And then I felt really pleased.
So what exactly are you planning on doing with your hour?
Well, a few things, really. One is to enjoy myself, to have a bit of fun. I play in a steel band in quite a small way. And so I thought it would be good fun to take my steel drum up and play it. And also I thought I would publicise the work of some charities that I support, notably CND and Womankind. I asked them to send me some t-shirts, so I'm going to try and make a washing line and display those t-shirts, plus a t-shirt I made myself which says older women have fun, because in our society if you're an older woman, you're really not seen as someone who is important in society, someone making a valuable contribution, and having fun. So I thought I can show that's not the case in a small way.
And can you talk a little bit about the various charities that you're supporting today?
Well, Womankind is I don't think it's a very well-known charity. And I came across it several years ago when there was a report somewhere about women in Mexico disappearing. And nobody was really taking any notice of this, that these women were not important, they were prostitutes, or that's what they were called. And nobody in the country was doing anything about it. And Womankind is an organisation that supports women in all kinds of situations, from those in poverty to those in that kind of situation, and works with partner organisations. So that's one. So I wanted to sort of bring that a bit to public attention. And CND, which is a very well-known organisation, but I think a lot of people feel that now the Cold War is over, CND, Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, is no longer important, and I think it's just as important as it ever was. I'm also a supporter of MIND because my job was mental health social worker, but I'm not sure why, but I haven't got a t-shirt from them. But I did notice that the guy who was on before actually was wearing a t-shirt about mental health. So he's done that.
So CND, how did you get involved, kind of interested in that particular charity?
Well, so many years ago, really. I'm 63, so I can remember the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was 15 at the time, 14 or 15. And so I grew up really under the shadow of the atom bomb. I mean, World War III was feared when I was a child. and the 4-minute warning and this kind of thing was talked about. It was a pretty terrifying thought. And certainly when the Cuban Missile Crisis took place, you know, there was great fear around the world that, you know, nuclear bombs were going to go off and that, you know, that's the end. That's millions of people wiped out at a stroke. So I suppose when I was older, you know, I gravitated towards CND. I can't even remember when. I can remember that's when, you know, I had my first views about being against nuclear bombs. But I can't remember, to be honest, when I actually joined them.
And do you think the situation has improved?
Vis-a-vis nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
Well, slightly, I think, in that, for instance, there were talks between Obama and President of Russia, whose name I can't remember at the moment. So, yes, but there are still thousands and thousands of them. So I think there's been some improvement, but I think it's important to make people aware that this is a threat that hasn't gone away.
Yeah. And can you talk a little bit about your steel drumming? When you started, how you got into it?
Well, I've never played a musical instrument in my life. I'm from a working class family, and although we used to sing around the house, you know, there was no tradition of learning the piano or anything like that. And I'd always wanted to be a drummer. And a few years ago, one of my friends said she started going to a steel band evening class. And I said, oh, I'd like to do that. So that's when I started. And so, you know, at the age of about 59, I started playing in a band. And it's wonderful playing in a band. It's a really, really good experience.
And why did you gravitate towards steel drumming?
Well, it was just the opportunity, really, and it is very easy to learn, because my teacher, who is a woman called Victoria Jaquis, who teaches steel pans in Leeds, she has worked out a method where you don't even have to read music. So you begin with, for example, C chord is C, E and G. And on the pan, C, E, and G have a red, little red dot on them. So you learn that by just playing, you colour in your music, and you just play the red chord. And then you kind of, once you learn what the chords are, you don't need the colours. So that was it, really.
And how you improved? How long has it taken you to kind of get to a certain level?
Well, I mean, there are two lots of players in the band, really. There are those of us who play chords, and there are the more experienced people who do tunes. And I'm happy to be a chord player. So I've certainly improved, but, you know, like lots of people, don't practice enough. But it's just so enjoyable, really.
So for your hour slot, you're going to be playing a particular song? Or a variety?
Well, I'll be playing a variety, but because, you see, the trouble with the steel band is obviously it's much better if you've got a big sound and everybody playing, but that's clearly not possible. And so I'll be playing what I normally play, which are chords. So just a number, I mean, people probably won't even recognise the tunes, but it doesn't really matter because it's such a beautiful sound. And the chord changes in themselves are nice to listen to.
Can I ask you a little bit about yourself?
Yes.
What you do, or what you used to... Are you retired?
I am, yeah.
What you used to do, where you're from?
Well, I'm from Leeds, in West Yorkshire. And when I first left school, I studied languages and lived in Paris for 4 years, and then I trained as a social worker, and I worked as a social worker in London actually for from 1975 to 1990, so quite a long time. And then I met my partner, now my husband, in 1989 we must have met. Oh, 1990. We met in 1990, and he lives in Bradford, and so I moved up there to live with him, and I'm really happy to move back to Yorkshire. And I worked for Bradford Social Services as a mental health social worker until I retired 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I've got a daughter who's now 17. I know, I had a baby quite late in life. I was 46 when I had my daughter. I know. So
do you take a... You worked as a social worker for a while?
Oh, for a while, for 30 years. Yeah.
And what kind of effect did that have on you? How did that kind of develop you as a person?
Well, that's a big question. Well, I suppose, really, I've always wanted to work with people. Certainly my last 18 years. I mean, I suppose I wanted to do something about social justice, really. That's why I became a social worker. And I was interested in working with people in a one-to-one way around whatever their problems were, but also seeing them in a wider social context. So, you know, obviously I've got a lot of sympathy for people, especially people who have mental health problems, who may have quite major illnesses like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, whose lives have been severely disabled by their illness. And so, you know, my job was to enable them to have as good a life as they possibly could, you know, within the context of their illness.
And do you still, have you retained an interest in kind of psychology?
Oh yes, but I'm quite happy to have given up work, concentrate on my leisure activities.
Yeah. And can I ask you a little bit about your interests? You've already said obviously you still
I sing in a community choir in Bradford. I'm a great reader, walker, gardener, still speak French pretty fluently. Growing vegetables. You know, I've got lots of interests, really. I'm doing an art class, drawing and painting class, and I do yoga.
So you lived in Paris for 4 years?
Yes.
How was that?
Oh, it was fantastic.
And you are now fluent, you've managed to retain your fluency?
Yeah, yes, I think so. I mean, if I go to France, or if I speak with anyone who's French, it soon comes back. I'm a bit rusty, but it soon comes back.
And just to go back to your hour slot.
Yes.
What are your expectations for your hour?
It's hard to say, really. You know, when you know for like 6 weeks before you're coming on, yeah, it's a long time to be thinking about it and trying to work out what to do for the best. And I think, you know, I've got my ideas about what I'm going to do, but I think some of the time, I think I should, rather than be doing all the time, I should try and just be and sort of experience being up there. Because I saw Anthony, I've seen the Anthony Gormley interview, and he said, and this struck that, you know, lots of people, most people are thinking about what they're going to do, and they're not maybe thinking about how it's going to be for them. So although I'm going to play my steel drum and peg up my T-shirts, you know, at some point I think I just want to maybe just sit there or stand there and look around and take it in.
And do you have anybody watching in particular today?
Yeah, my daughter's coming. My husband hasn't come down from Bradford, but he's given me lots of support and he'll be watching on the telly. My brother and his wife, two of my London friends. One of my ex-colleagues happens to be passing through London, so she's coming. So, yeah, about six or seven people will be there watching me.
Yeah. And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
I suppose once I get up there, I'll forget about it, really. I feel a bit anxious about people, you know, kind of texted me saying, oh, we'll be watching you. And I don't think I'll be so keen to watch it myself. I mean, I will eventually. But, I mean, I've been videoed in the course of my work. We used to work with families. We used to be videoed and then play it back. And that was always a bit daunting.
Yeah,
but it'd be fine.
And do you think this experience will have any particular effect on you?
Well, I'm sure it will, yes. I'm not quite sure what. I have to wait and see.
And are you interested in the arts?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And you've been following the project since the beginning?
Yes, I have, yes.
What do you think of its progress?
Well, I haven't, to be honest. I've been away on holiday for a week, and so I've not seen it for a little while. But certainly when it first began, you know, I used to watch it because I'm retired and spend quite a bit of time at my computer. I've seen quite a few people, and a few people have made a bit of an impact on me, actually.
Do you have any particular favourites?
Well, there was one woman quite early on who was from Canada who talked about, and I'd read what she'd written on the website about how she came with her mother years ago to Trafalgar Square, and so how important Trafalgar Square was to her. And she said somebody shouted something up, said, I don't know what it was, and she said, oh, I just feel grateful, or grateful for life or something. And I thought, that's a good thing. And then one of my great friends was on at 3 a.m. and I thought she was very good, actually.
Yeah. Great, well, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.